White J.E. Palmer, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, June 28, 1902. To J.E. White and Palmer, Nashville, Tennessee. My son, this is the word of the Lord to you. You have moved unwisely, but the Lord has not allowed the enemy to triumph. In your intense interest to accomplish a great work, you have labored unwisely and have sacrificed your God-given strength for the advancement of the work. The Lord knows how deep an interest you have in the progress of His work in the South, and if you will walk humbly with Him, He will turn your apparent defeat into victory. Give no place to the enemy, that your good may not be evil spoken of. In opening new fields, all practical methods are to be put into execution. But in your work, let not the difficulties of the situation lead to any action of a questionable character. I beg of you, my son, never to give occasion for anything to be said of your spirit, or of your business affairs, that will hurt your ministerial labors. Let no one be able to say that in order to secure means, you have taken any wrong course. Do not tie up money in the building of boats. You suppose you can do a work to greatly help the southern field to carry forward the work needing to be done, as if this was a sure gain, but the result would be an injury. Your investments in this line are not inspired of God. By engaging in this work, you give occasion for those who are taking a wrong course to justify themselves. Those in God's service should guard their words and actions with the utmost carefulness, so that there will be nothing in their work that men can misinterpret to the injury of God's cause. At the time of the Nashville Conference, you and Brother Palmer were so anxious for the work to appear to the best advantage that you made an outlay of means, not extravagantly, but that which might have been saved. All such things are a subject of criticism. Brother Palmer, I know that in your business connections with the world, before you united with the work in the South this last time, you followed methods that were not in accordance with sanctified principles. If you should bring these methods into your efforts in the publishing house, it would mar the work of God. Then all the reports of your enemies and their imaginings against you would be accepted by many as facts. Your financial speculations were not right in God's sight. The reports of these speculations are now in the mouths of many who would be glad to see Will Palmer exposed. The enemy would be glad to use the course you followed, prior to your uniting with the office at Nashville, as a means of destroying your influence. At the time of the General Conference, it was presented to me that your course when engaged in worldly business had been objectionable. I was shown that if you did not break away from your worldly associates, you would be ruined, soul and body. But that if you could now be placed among different associations, under influences more uplifting, you might recover yourself. You have erred, but God will save those who, having erred, repent and are determined to be righteous before Him. As regards the financial management of the printing office, the Lord will bring forward His man of opportunity for this position. But it is not Elder Stone. It is not Edson White or Palmer. Neither of you are careful financiers. There is needed for this position a man who has a clear understanding of business and who at the same time loves and obeys God. Wait patiently and let God work. This matter will adjust itself if you will wait for the Lord's direction. Put into practice the meekness and lowliness of Christ. How does faith gain increased strength? Through trial. The Lord's hand is on the helm. He is guiding the ship.